USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The president defends himself on Twitter, calling the impeachment inquiry vote the greatest witch hunt in American history. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise bringing a poster to the House floor, on it a picture of Russia, and it says in bold letters, 37 days of Soviet-style impeachment proceedings.
Speaker Pelosi's resolution confirms that it's an impeachment inquiry, yet every other impeachment inquiry we've had in the history of our country, all three, have allowed both sides to call witnesses, have allowed the White House to participate. That's not happening right now.
And Scalise goes on to talk about Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff, among many things, has been trying to claim that this is a fair process by saying that Republicans are allowed to ask questions. Now, he gets to choose all the witnesses and him and himself only, which means it's not a fair process on the face.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wade Allenroot, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
On Capitol Hill, the House votes to approve rules for the impeachment inquiry. The vote 232 to 196, Republicans in the House unified in voting against it. Two Democrats in Republican-leading districts joining them. Now, during a closed-door session, a former White House advisor telling lawmakers he hears nothing illegal on the president's call with the president of Ukraine. Reacting to all of this, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway. She tells Fox News,
"We will have our say when this president actually has his due process rights and is able to challenge witnesses, challenge evidence, present his own evidence, present his own witnesses."
And Kellyanne Conway blasting what President Trump calls the do-nothing Democrats.
"These Democrats came to Washington and said, I'm going to reduce your drug prices. They're trying to impeach and investigate the president. I'm going to work on infrastructure. They're investigating the president. I'm going to keep the economy humming along. Not a single one of them voted for the greatest tax cut."
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on our top story on USA Radio News. President Trump reacting to the vote on the House impeachment inquiry. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports the president on a radio show in the UK.
The Democratic-led House is approving the resolution outlining the rules of the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. President Trump is reacting to the resolution passing with zero Republican votes on the Nigel Farage radio show in the UK.
"The Democrats are desperate. They're desperate. They have nothing. They've got nothing going. We really call them the do-nothing Democrats, and it's really sticking because they're doing nothing. And it's the only way they're going to try and win the election this way because they can't win it the fair way."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Turning now to the economy, first-time jobless claims up slightly as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C. Here's his report.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits last week were on the rise. The government says they hit about 218,000 last week. That's 5,000 more than the previous week. The steepest increases were seen in the states of Oregon, Ohio, Iowa, North Carolina, and Hawaii. I'm Chris Barnes.
And taking a look now at Wall Street, a down session, the Dow losing 140 points to close at 27,046, the NASDAQ down 11 points, the S&P 500 down 9 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.